Caller, did you dial me and then go AFK? Zoinks. Ba-ba-do. Click, click. Oh my god. Could you imagine if I had a fucking mechanical keyboard? Fucking, ugh. I always hate when the guy in the chat has the mechanical keyboard and they're like, hey, my name is Urkel. My keyboard is mechanical. Clickety clickety clack. I'm useless in the sack. Yeah, it sucks. Do 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 do. I knew that everyone was going to be pissed off because I knew that half of the people in here probably have mechanical keyboards. And to clarify my stance, I don't mind them existing, but I really fucking mind when I'm in like a conference call or a chat or whatever, and the fucker with the mechanical keyboard wants to brag about it and doesn't want to use push to talk, so half the fucking noise in the call is, how about you shut the fuck up and turn push to talk on like a human being with half a brain cell, you goddamn troglodyte mechanical keyboard shit. Read. Oh, caller coming in. Oh. Call is trying to come in. I don't even know what membrane keys are. I really wish that I had, like, a terrestrial... Ooh. The beer. I really wish that I had a terrestrial radio show. That'd be a lot of fun. To do, like, a proper radio station call-in music request kind of thing. I mean, if I was born 40 years ago, I would absolutely have had a career in radio. I would have loved that. Too bad terrestrial radio is a niche thing now. Dougal, have you ever pewed on stream? Never. Never ever. That would really be awkward. Let's see. Dougal, have you ever tried to follow the Peter Barakan route? No. What is that? I don't actually want to be that guy because he's fucking crazy, but it would be really funny to be like an Alex Jones type of nut. I got to fire a human liberty. This is what we look like. This is what we act like. You will never defeat the human spirit. You will never win. What's your opinion on 5G? Oh man, two calls at once. 5G is a meme by phone companies to sell you shitty phone service. Oh, okay. We have a call. Hello, you are on the air. Can you hear me? How is it that fucking... I got no calls, and then I got four at once. It be like this. If you are trying to speak, I can't hear you, but you're live. Oh, no. Oh, okay. Thank you. Okay. Oh. Oh, shit. Hello, you are on the air.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
All right. Hey, it's Miko Spark. How are you doing?
Hey, Miko. Good. You know, I don't know what's going on with your microphone, but you sound like a YouTube rip level of vocal quality.
Oh, where have I heard that before? Oh, shit. Why does everyone know my name?
What's going on, Miko?
Oh, man, not much. I want to ask, okay, with everyone with high quality taste in Guka, or Shamiko, whatever you call it now, I want to ask, anyone following VTubers? Any Hololive VTubers or anything like that? I want to see who they
I don't follow any YouTubers, but I do like Hato. Some of her like best of videos are pretty cute.
She's pretty great.
Yeah, I like her a lot. Granted, I feel like there's something intrinsically pretty shitty about like the corporate VTuber thing. Like, it's, I would rather watch a VTuber who is totally underground and using their own like shitty rig than one of these fucking like super corporate, like, these are all a persona meant to fuck with you kind of things.
I totally get that, and I agree with that, but it's fun when they interact with each other. That's the fun part, and you can do that.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Okay, I see Sakura Miko, good taste. Korone, that's good. So we do have some pieces of shit that watch VTubers. I love I am all for high recommendation, follow with Hoshimachi Suisei. She's reason why she's great is, like, she's actually good at video games. She's, like, a Tetris pro and, like, goes one-on-one.
Oh, yes, with, so we say. I have seen, like, that video. It's pretty crazy.
It's awesome. She goes one-on-one with, like, number two in the world and, like, goes even for, like, 10 minutes straight. It's pretty cool. Well, yes, Tetris Pro 4, Tetris 99 online game, whatever.
Man, they're posting some really, really good shit in the thread. These images.
This is what I was hoping for.
Yeah. Mural. Mural.
Yeah, and then what? There's other... What else did she do? Oh, yeah, she also has, like, a montage of, like, playing against other VTubers and, like, killing them in Tetris 101 in, like, less than 20 seconds. That's so cool. She's just flexing on them. Hato is pretty great, too, because... I mean,
her Hato's Dark Souls video is so fucking funny.
Yeah, those are great. Especially, she has some streams where, like, she tries to speak only English because she lives on Australia and, like, she's getting better. And, like, so she has a pretty big Western fan base, which is pretty good. And it's a great introduction for everyone in the Western world to get roped into this piece of shit, who knows, corporate.
The line that I now always quote whenever I'm playing Dark Souls is, I don't want to fight, I just want to kill. What else are you doing lately, Miko? How is your attempts to survive Corona?
Oh, it's fine. It's getting better. That's all I'll say. I mean, who knows what will happen in the future, though. I'm not here to talk about that, though, but... Oh, another... let's see. Another thing I wanted to ask was... I want to start another VG person game. Like, the Ib, Witch House, Mad Father, like, RPG horror
Have
game.
You played Wada Nohara?
Wait, what is that?
Wada Nohara.
No, I haven't.
It's very good.
All right.
It's a really good kind of horror leaning JRPG, RPG maker, whatever you want to call it, kind of game. Really good.
Wada Nohara and the Great Blue Sea.
Yes, that one.
Oh, this looks good. All right.
It starts out very innocently and then becomes anything but.
Nice. I love that.
Yeah, if you like Ib and Father's House, or Mad Father, rather, and all that shit, it'll be a good time. That being said, I will say that, God, the ending of Witch's House fucked me up for like 3 days.
I love that. Oh my God. I thought about it for days and days. It's so good.
Yeah. Oh, God. It was, like, just digesting it was so fucking messed up.
It just hurt. It hurts. Oh, man.
Oh. After somebody's asking us, what was your top favorite anime from the 2010s?
2010. Let me look through my log a little bit.
It's Madoka for me.
Okay, yeah, that's not a surprise.
I love that. It should be obvious, but that's probably still my favorite anime of all time to this day. I definitely recognize that it's pretty entry-level at this point, and there's way too many, like, wannabe, copy, edgy, magical girl shows that have come up since then, but I love it a lot.
I'm fine. I mean, I'm fine with popular shows getting popular. Like, it's hard to say that you like it after it's popular, but that's not a reason not to make it.
Oh, for sure. I mean, most of the shows I would put on my 3x3 are shows that are really popular, despite the fact that, like, I've watched plenty of less popular shit, but, like, I can tell you right now that if I made a 3x3, K-On!, Gurren Lagann, and Madoka would be on it, even though that, like, everyone's watched those right now.
Yeah, no, I like Gurren Lagann. It's great.
I have, on multiple occasions, considered putting in the... or buying the Gurren Lagann Blu-ray set, but I don't want to spend that kind of money.
Yeah, but that's would be a good investment.
Also, somebody's asking, what do we think of Magia Record? I like it. I actually think the story is better in the game than it is in the anime. The anime rushes a lot. A lot of it is that Magia Record is the first show that's being directed by Gekidan Inukuri, who previously had only done the, like, visual effects stuff in Madoka. So they're very clearly trying to find their footing. And I will say that the back third of the Magi Reko anime, episodes like 9 through 13, are really fucking good. Yeah, but the beginning is kind of slow, and it's way too much, like, shit happening back to back with no time to digest it and no build up. So if people don't like it, I can absolutely understand.
Yeah, understandable.
But Miko, you gotta answer now. What was your favorite show from the 2010s?
I'm looking at my log. I only have a few. I do have an answer. Well, yeah, I have an answer. I mean, first, for this year, my favorite was probably Isekai Shokud... No, no, not Shokud. Reviewers. That's my favorite of this year so far.
It's pretty great. I like it a lot.
I'll say my all-time favorite of this decade is Symphogear.
Nice. Really like. Good taste.
Very good songs. Great endings for each arc, each season. It's been great. I love it.
You know what? I was in the middle of typing out a response to a Guka. So in the game, in the Magi Reko game, the whole, like, reliance on the old characters is way, way less prevalent. They play it up in the anime a lot more, especially with characters who are not Mami. Like, Mami does have more screen time, especially in the game, but, like, the other characters showing up are definitely way more, like, secondary in the game. Also, while Purgis Nacht being the cliffhanger is actually, like, unimportant. And you'll see this if you watch S2. While Purgis Nacht doesn't wind up being very important at all. It doesn't even happen, actually. The Magius and their crazy shit takes the front and center, and it's good. But Miko, good taste with Symphogear. I love Symphogear.
Thank you. I see people are trying to give me shit, but can't argue with that. I should have said my favorite anime is, like, Boku no Hero or something.
Like Hero Academia?
Yeah, Hero, yeah.
It's bad. Whatever that it's is. Bad
anime. Oh, no, even better than that. What was it? My favorite anime? Shokugeki no Soma. Okay, I'm shitting with you. Please don't take that seriously. Please don't.
Okay.
I painfully finished all the manga. I don't know why I hate myself so much. I hate oh my god, it's one of my, it is probably my least favorite series ever that I've finished.
I never got around to it, but I've seen some pretty good Arrow of that show.
Yeah, the Arrow is great because of the artist and who he is. But oh well, it's been good. I'm gonna head out. Good stream. Right,
thanks for calling in. Google. Get some sleep. See good luck. Oyasumi. All right, the line is open again for whoever wants to call. Oh wow, that was fast. Holy shit. Hello. Oh, thank you for calling the Disney World Hotline. Oh, if you'd like to speak to Mickey Mouse, press 1. Oh.
Hello, it's Elmo.
Oh, hello. Oh. Are you a fan of anime? Oh.
Of what?
Of anime! Oh. We have a brand new Japanese attraction at Disney World! Oh.
This lag is very bad.
Okay, don't worry about it. Back to normal. Back to not dumb voices.
Yeah, I don't know anything.
Shami's are freaking out.
So, hi.
Hello, thank you for calling in.
You're welcome. First of all, I'd like to say shout out to my waifu. Her name is Tatara Kogasa, and I want everybody to post her in the thread. Thank you.
From what series?
The Toho series.
To who? To three who for you?
Yes.
I was just going to ask you, like, on instinct, who is your favorite to who, but you just said so. So...
Well, she's not my favorite Tuhu because she's my waifu. That doesn't count. My favorite Tuhu is Aiki.
How? What? How is your waifu not your favorite?
Well, if she's your waifu, you can't compare her to anybody, so she can't be put on any list.
That is some mental gymnastics.
What do you mean? Know.
That's... Oh man.
I mean, if I made a list, she would be at the top of all of them. Might as well take her off.
Okay. Well, I sure. What else? What you called for another reason, I assume.
I just called to call. So what's on your mind, man?
Well, you know what? Why is she your waifu?
I could not explain that.
Hmm.
It's impossible.
Would you eat her poop?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay. The immediate answer. Good. I mean, I guess you could say you love her.
Yes, I do love her.
Hmm. What Toho games have you played?
The fighting ones. And the fan game. I've played a few fan games.
I, for a long time, have been really stubborn. I don't want to move on to any other Toho games until I 1cc Embodiment of Scarlet Devil. But I still can't because I'm a fucking plebe. So, I'm stuck.
Yeah, I don't know much about the main games. So...
They're fun, if you like the kind of game.
Yeah, I'm not into games in general, so...
More you're not into games in general. What are you into?
Music. Mainly music. Some anime. You know?
Okay.
I used to watch anime
more. Give me a rec that you think I haven't heard.
Impossible. Sora no Oto.
I've heard that. I mean, I've seen that show. No, I mean music-wise. Like... Oh, like, what's a really fucking awesome obscure artist that you wished more people knew about?
Let's see. What's that one? I don't think people don't know... Suilin. I'm sure people have heard of it, but I think most people only know the ED they did for Helsing Ultimate. It's a great band.
Ooh. I will check that out. I mean, anybody who is, like, a music person and recommends a specific thing, you gotta check it out. You gotta always give it the look. Because it's probably really good. I mean, Hellsing Ultimate was a lot of fun. And I don't specifically remember the ED very well, but it was probably awesome being Hellsing.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah. Trying to see if I can find another good song also to make the background music. Well, before I let somebody else call in, is there anything else you want to mention while you're here?
Yes. Fuck Vin and Wessie.
Ooh, spicy. Rest in peace. Well, thank you for calling in, and goodbye. The line is open once more.